I said something, something 370. This is a weird ass craft. Kind of looks like looks like a, something like a penis with wings of some sort. Looks like it uses what fucking exhaust engines. I don't really know shit about actual flying and gravity and shit, but just as a glance from a layman's perspective, at least Amerigo Vespucci said that's what we concluded as well. Jason, were there survivors? How many are there again? Amerigo Vespucci said, well, there are a few as of right now, but as I said, one in particular that we'd like you to speak with. I said, not that I'd want to, what, travel in time, but if I did, I'd at least want to land on the moon with the best whorehouses and greater Uranus. Amerigo Vespucci said, that's quite a muted silver lining for most of these passengers. I'm afraid, Mr. Pazzo, most of the people are in quite a state of shock, except for Mr. Lin, who was a person of interest I'd like you to speak with. He speaks Middle Mandarin and Old American English as well, but we've equipped him with an auto-translate just to be safe. I said, let's go talk to him, then fucking see what the goddamn deal is here and whatnot. Amerigo Vespucci said, Ibrahim Pasha, meet Edward Lin, the passenger I sold you. I'd like you to speak with Edward Lin. Said, Mr. Pasha, I said, call me Ibrahim. And this is my associate, Jay. Edward Lin said, okay, Mr. Vespucci, inform me of the current situation where our plane has landed. I said, and what is the situation? This is your plane. Lin said, well, I said, it's from an outside consulting firm. Amerigo gave me some information, of course, but I'd like to connect all the dots on my end as well. Lin said, we're on a moon of Uranus, a developed moon named Antarctica. I said, that's correct, Lin said, and given that when we took off from Malaysia, the origin of our craft, there was no such thing as a human man based on the moon. Never mind. A moon off Uranus. I'm gonna go off the general assumption that we traveled well into the future. I said, it's hard for me to confirm or deny, given that I have no idea where you came from. Where do you believe you came from? Lin said, the flight took off in March of the year 2014 AD. I said, interesting, that's quite some time ago. Mr. Lin said, it seems it. I said, and now do you presume this occurred? Lin said, well, I'm acting somewhat as a whistleblower here, so I'd like some assurance that I'll be provided protective custody or equivalent protective custody in your epoch. If I were to inform you of the entirety of the situation from my perspective, I said, the moons of Uranus are generally speaking an independent body politic. Both of Jericho and I are representative members of the body. I can't guarantee you anything beyond that fact. What you tell me is verifiable and accurate. Then I'll do everything in my power to prevent any possible reprisals from being executed against you, of which I don't personally know of any, but also, I mean, if you came from 2014 AD, like you claim, that you would be really be gunning for you right now if all these people are beyond fossils at this point, unless you went back, or were planning to go back, but that's frankly beyond my pay grade, pal. Lin said, okay, I suppose that's fair enough, I can always show you can yearn for more, but given the circumstances, yeah, I guess that's a fair enough deal. I said, my word is the best deal you're gonna get at this point, my Lin. I'm not biased, I always am, but that's my biased 2 cents. Lin said, well, the reality of the situation was that there was a plan trial of the People's Republic of Klein, which you maybe feel real with. I said, of course, it's some ancient Chinese dynasty or some shit. The details don't matter that much yet, so go on. Lin said, well, the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party of China, they'd enlisted myself along with a few others who unfortunately perished in the crash here. They enlisted me to equip this flight with a few technological quirks. The intention of these quirks was to modify the craft so that a partner of the CCP, so that they could employ certain technological phenomena to interact with said quirks and help the craft achieve a modicum of time travel. So once I was on board this certain partner of the CCP to deploy drone-like vessels that would create a certain type of wormhole around the flight, using my quirks create some type of iteration of time dilation that frankly was above my pay grade to fully comprehend, nor was it understanding as time. That this wormhole was to transport the ship through time, yes, but through time only to the degree of 6 hours or so, or if time that the pilot would put in the flight path, I would turn on 3 transponders prior to takeoff, and then the partner drones would create the wormhole. The flight would travel, say, 6 hours ahead in time, and then we would land on Earth in the year 2014. I said, so obviously this plane very clearly went awry because you crashed into the second most popular whorehouse of the third largest moon of Uranus, not only on Earth in 2014. Lin said, I'm not sure exactly where it went awry, but yes, it seems like we traveled, to put it lightly, a bit further in time and space than we anticipated. I said, have you been able to communicate through time back to your people? Lin said, I mean, we crashed the 747, then I was immediately detained by Mr. Vespucci. I haven't had a ton of... I said, I mean, before the crash, you must have known some shit was off when you entered the atmosphere of greater Uranus. No. Lin said, my phone was totally out of service, if that's what you mean. As soon as we completed our jump through the wormhole, my first reaction was to check my phone to try and send a message to my contacts. Unfortunately, that was not an option. I said, what's a phone? Lin said, oh, well, it's I'm fucking with you. I know what a phone is, but tell me, before we get too deep here, before we get into the more serious elements here, what's your previous world like? Earth in the year 2014, Lin said, you really want to know? I said, fuck yeah. Lin said, well, see, first off, America still exists. I said, this is fucking America, my friend, you're in it. Lin-Zed, okay, so wow, interesting, but yeah, like, the thing was, I was actually kind of a double agent. Sure, I was Chinese, and I worked for the CCP and all that, but I was also raised in America, went to school in Boston, got a few degrees. I said we were literally just in Manhattan. How was it back then, Lin-Zed? Well, it's hard for me to compare all that much. I've spent most of my time in this room, but to purely early first 20th century American Earth, to put it in perspective, social media, basically all the internet message boards, they've taken over the cultural discourse. Books has essentially stopped being read at scale. Internet porn just absolutely took off. When I was growing up, Mr. Pasha, believe it or not, I jacked off to actual magazines, then modem-based internet. My modem, at least, where short videos could take days to download. By 2014, the amount of the full-length pornographic videography was literally limitless. I can only imagine what effect it would have on future generations. I said, I can take a gander. You're probably looking at it, Flynn said at the time. Let's see what else. Well, we were all worried about a thing we call climate change. Human beings changing the climate of the planet and causing disastrous results. I said, how could you not? Lin said, right, it was a major concern. I said, no, I mean, how could you, as a species, not contribute to the fluctuations in the planet's overall climate? Lin said, right, yeah, I guess that was a huge concern. I said, temperatures are always fluctuating and large swaths of people are always dying. Planets, to the best of my knowledge, don't really give two shits. He said, and obviously there were adversarial tensions somewhat growing beneath the surface, at least between China and America, and we also had our first black president. If you're familiar with the concept of black people, I said, black people, it sounds vaguely familiar, I guess. Lin said, a man named Barack Obama's finishing up his second term back home. Personally, I think he's a bit of a mixed bag as a politician, maybe even a bit of a con man, but still an inspiring story in my era, at least. I said, the only inspiring stories are ones essentially centered around con men, but yeah, you know, I think that's probably enough. I've probably heard enough about the 2014 thing, all that stuff. Lin said, oh, okay. I said, I mean, I don't want you to like, to probably just get depressing if you keep going, no. Lin said, yeah, I guess I could be prone to nostalgia. That's an astute point. I said, so you were a double agent in this epoch, kind of, if I'm understanding correctly. Lin said, I mean, I was in a tough spot in a sense. I said, no, I get that. I could use a guy like you. So you were an American, what, an American citizen, they called it. Lin said, I was in the Navy, actually, the water-based army. I said, even better, so you're a double agent. You're working on essentially hijacking an aircraft, or what was it called again? Lin said, the CCP. I said, for the CCP, and you do it, but you fuck it up. I mean, not you necessarily, the collective you now. My next question would be, was this technology you developed yourselves? You seem to be alluding to a third party that was involved here. Did they develop this technology for you? On your behalf, or was it a true partnership? Lin said, well, I really didn't want to get into it. I said, but you will. You don't really have a choice now, do you? Lin said, right, I guess not. Well, long story short, the CCP had come into contact with, for lack of a better term, I guess an off-world entity, or I don't know, maybe an intergalactic organization of sorts. That's how they presented themselves to us. At least they called themselves a transdimensional caliphate. I think that was the phrase. I said, interesting, a transdimensional caliphate, you said. Lin said, that's correct. I said, what did they want from you? Lin said, in exchange for their technology, they wanted us to do this thing for them, this hijacking. It was really a single transactional relationship. I said, so they said to the CPP, they will break you off with some of our technology, but we want you to assist us in time warping one of your own ancient planes, Lin said, right, which obviously, in the eyes of the CCP, that seemed like an offer they couldn't refuse. I said, did they have names, these co-conspirators, if you will? I said, they called themselves, what was the name? I'm drawing a blank. I said, think harder then, Lin said, the Abbasids. It was the Abbasids, just what they called themselves. I said, look at this, Jay. Fuck, is this parked like this next to us like this? Jay said, I couldn't get a look at the man himself. Ibrahim, I did try, though. I believe I saw him pull up. I said, the fucking guy's blocking half the exit with his ugly ass four-screen shit. Bitch, did he tap our shit at all? Jay said, negative. I said, I'm gonna spit on his rig anyway. Fuck him. Jay said, gross, Ibrahim. I said, either way, I guess we have bigger fish to fry now. Jay said, no way. I guess this is getting serious. This actually, it may be an act of war. Jay said, how so? I didn't get the survivor. I just said, he did that relates to our plane in particular. I said, it was the Abbasids. Jay said, the Abbasids? Then what? I said, the Abbasids, they've been using their goddamn time warp machine. Again, I can't believe that fucking piece of shit even still works. Jay said, I haven't heard about time warps in, I don't know, at least a decade, I'd say. I said, well, they're doing it the opposite, sorry, they went back to the 21st century Earth, they made some kind of deal with the Chinese Communist Dynasty or something. They duped them, obviously tricked them into thinking they were giving them quote-unquote off-world tech, when they were just using them as possible to hit out on me with this ancient craft that's now destroyed the second most popular massage parlor in Antarctica. Jay said, but the plane didn't hit us. I said, not us, that's true, but they hit wacky tackies, whack-offs here. Jay said, oh, well, they must have miscalculated. But to your point, I guess they were close to us, but you're sure? I said, no, they didn't miscalculate, Jay. They weren't quote-unquote close at all. They hit their intended target 100% on the nose. Jay said, I'm not sure I'm following. I said, I had an appointment at the fucking Wacky Jackies earlier today, right at the time of the crash. I said, wait, that wasn't on a calendar. I said, it's never on our calendar, Jay. That's my spot time. I keep a separate book for that, yet the Amazons must have somehow gotten access to it. Jay said, so you were supposed to? I said, well, I stood them up because obviously we haven't moved Carlito's coke. So for budgetary purposes, I canceled. Otherwise, I'll be getting my ass massaged right there as a little crusty Malaysian airliner warp. morphed into our time continuum and crashed into it. Jason, this is bad. You were here, man. I said it's an act of war, Jay. That's what it is. We're going to war, Jay. I already told Vespucci I'm detaining Lynn as a prisoner of war. Once we get back in harbor, we'll hit the war room and start to tally who owes us favors and who we can employ at least a mercenary basis. We're gonna cryogenically fucking Addison up their ass by weeks, and Jay, I don't want this lingering any longer than it has to. 18. War room of the Behemoth Pasha, the Lux in the moon, Antarctica's orbit. Jason, I said the difficulty here is we want to engage in a broad offensive, or do we want to take a more guerrilla tactic? I said they tried to warp a jumbo jet through space-time and not only interrupt me getting my monthly tongue job, but also try and assassinate me in the process. How could we possibly not go all in on the offensive here, Jason? Because we can't prove it, Abraham, not yet. I said I don't know if think it's pretty clear. Jason, I don't disagree, but if the intent is to bring others on board, then we're gonna need to make sure that we have all the convincing case. We're gonna need to go war against the Avians. It's a justifiable act. I said, okay, so what do we do, Jason? I suggest we go back to Antarctica, Abraham, that we work with Amerigo and maybe canvas for other witnesses. You said you're this Lynn guy that he's a self-proclaimed double agent, and I said, yeah, but on the 21st century Earth, he is, Jay said, well, that's what he says as a self-proclaimed double agent. If we're bringing others on board to go to war, we'll need more than just world word of a guy being detained on Antarctica who's saying he just traveled through time as a double agent from 21st century Earth. We need ideally someone who can link us directly to Uday beyond just your sister. Could be evilly construed as hysterical rambling. I said, okay, Jay, okay, all right, you have a half-decent point here. We can go back to Antarctica before we go full frontal. Let's see if we can dig up something a little more indisputable to add to Lynn's testimony, but after this trip, I'm satisfied the initial plan proceeds. It's unplanned.
Thank you.